Hi, friends. This is the Hi Friend Podcast. So I cannot begin my segment without showing my gratitude to all of my followers, listeners, and supporters. You all have just been so great, you know, sending me motivational messages and just all that kind of stuff. And I know it's been a while since you heard from your friend, but friend, let me tell you, I have been doing some great things. You know, I always reinvent myself with something different, and I always find the time to do things and learn me just a little bit more. Now, you know, I always practice self-care, self-love, but I had to take a step back and do this. I had to take a self-assessment as I drink my coffee this evening. And happy Sunday, by the way. So let me take a sip of coffee while you take your sip of tea. Hold on. So I wanted to tell you guys, so I am a worker bee. A worker bee is someone that works and they feel like they don't feel fulfilled if they're not at someone's job, if they're not working, if they're not giving others a purpose, if they're just not doing something. It's all about going, right? So mind you, the downside of being a worker bee is that you kind of lose yourself in work. You lose yourself in different tasks and chores on a daily basis, and you forget about you. So I was kind of forgetting about myself. You know, I always made time for self-care and self-love, but I was forgetting to validate myself. I was forgetting to be forgiving, to be gentle, to be kind, to just nurture myself, to hug myself, to spend time with me. You know, I was beginning to lose my purpose. So what I did one day, I invested in two journals. Well, one journal, which is called a prayer journal. Now, guys, you know, I love to write. I love to podcast. I love doing all of the things that keeps the brain busy. I have a diary that I write my daily thoughts in every day. And, you know, what happened in the course of my day. I have a specific prayer journal that I write my prayers in. And, you know, I don't make it to church every Sunday. I mean, every single Sunday, who does? But God knows my heart and I know the word. And, you know, the old cliche, just because you go to church all the time, that does not make you holier than thou. Hello. So, as I put down my coffee again, I'm an evening coffee drinker, guys. And I love hazelnut. And I love the McCafe decaf. So, yes, don't judge me. Decaf. So, getting back. I have this nice little book. It's called The Bible in 52 Weeks. It's a year-long Bible study for women by Dr. Kimberly D. Moore. And this has really helped me, you know, become in tune a little bit more with myself and the understanding of things. And this Bible in 52 weeks, and it takes you really, really slowly, because, you know, I'm the old King James Version Bible. You know, I have that in my home, and the dialogue sometimes kind of throws me off. But the Bible in 52 weeks, it takes you in segments, and it gives you the audible. It gives you directives for audibles to listen to. Rather, it starts from Genesis to Exodus, and it just goes on and on and on. Guys, pick this up, have some you time, and you'll love it. Now, getting back. So that's what I've been doing. Journaling, writing in my diary and reading the Bible in 52 weeks. I've also been focusing on my workouts. I've recently lost like 7 pounds and I'm extremely excited for that. You know, because at the end of the day, when you're a worker bee, your nutrition, you have to have your nutrition, okay? But at the end of the day, when you're tired and you don't feel like cooking, what do? You go, you eat, you do what you have to do, and you go to bed. My number one rule of thumb, I do not eat past 5 p.m. That's number one. Okay? Number two, I try to eat 2 meals a day, and which is my breakfast and which is my lunch. And I'll eat peanuts, cheese, crackers, or something like that throughout the remainder of the day to keep me going. I have a Premier shake or whatnot. But I have not been eating as much. Now, I only eat out fast food once a month. And guys, you know, I used to love McDonald's, but I had a bad experience with McDonald's. I ordered a quarter pounder with cheese. And if I tell you, I'm not a big grease fan. I don't eat fried food. I don't eat fried chicken. I don't eat fried anything. So because the sight of grease, period, it gets me to thinking about my heart, my veins, my arteries, just everything. So I went, and that was my treat. That was my cheat meal. You know, that was not my cheat day, but my cheat meal. So I went to McDonald's. I treated myself. I said, you know what? I've been so good. I'm going to go to McDonald's and get this quarter pounder. And honey, when I tell you, I got my quarter pounder, I opened it up and I kind of squeezed the bun and I saw the grease drip from that patty. I said, you know what? There's no eating around this. This burger is greasy. It's all outdoors. I got to put this back. I can't eat this. And my fries were soggy, super soggy and salty. The only thing that really made my day was my Dr. Pepper that was cold and full of ice. That's how I love my Dr. Pepper. But, you know, so now that's deterred me from my cheat day and, you know, from McDonald's, period, because I really like McDonald's. You know, every time I get a tooth procedure or something like that done, I'll go to McDonald's and get a shake whenever their machine is working or whatever the case may be. But I have to refrain from that. So I had been eating salads and making my own food at home and using natural ingredients like, you know, natural honey, just natural food. And with my working out, you know, I work out twice a day. Even though I'm a worker bee, I still work on myself. I worked out twice a day and I'm down 7 pounds and it looks really good on me. I feel good. So just, you know, just getting into the healthy habits. And I don't really meal prep for 7 days. And here's the reason why. Sometimes those 7-day meal preps can be interrupted. I don't want to cook chicken and have it last for 7 days. And on the third day of my 7-day, I get something different. And on the fourth day, I get something different. And by the 7th day, I end up throwing stuff away that I really should have, you know, preserved or I should have saved. Because, you know, finances, I mean, at this point, food is so expensive. And it's just me. You know, I don't have any children, no husband, nothing like that. So it's just me. So I can imagine how it is when you have a full family. So, and that's part of, you know, working on me, doing my assessment, budgeting, making sure everything is right. Because one factor that will make anyone gain weight is stress. And this is a time where we are noticing that the economy is not for the consumers. It's truly not. So you have to save a little and shop and be at your best. And just because you see one person doing something, that doesn't mean that you need to go do it. Because when you have stress, you cannot live your best quality of life. That you cannot live and see in your purpose. And that's not fair. So that's something that I, you know, tend to look at also. I'm going to take another sip of coffee. As I said, I'm going to take another swig of coffee. Oh, gosh. And that hazelnut just hits my soul. But so I have been working on also, you know, getting out, being more sociable, which that really doesn't work for me because I'm a natural introvert. Let me tell you something. You have to be, I just have to get out my shell every now and then. And so I tend to just get dressed a little and just go places. And I don't stay places, you know, too long because I feel like if I'm staying and you know, staying in a certain area for too long, I'm forcing myself to be friendly, and then that's fake. So for my sanity, I'll stay someplace like maybe 45, I'll visit 45 minutes max, then I'm gone. And that's just how it is. So giving back to me is, that's part of my giving back to me. And I have a little also I have a book of goals, G-O-A-L-S, that I write down every Sunday. I write in my book of goals what I want to conquer this week and what I want to succeed in this week. And I just do all that stuff, you know, all that creative stuff that I spend time on me with. And I also have a self-care jar. And if you listen to my podcast in the past, you know, self-care jars are awesome. I mean, I go and I get these little stickets and I decorate this jar and I put down things that I want to do for myself. Watch Netflix, stay in, cook a meal, deep clean the house, take the car to the car wash, go get your nails done, go get your eyebrows done. Just something different, something that's self-care. But mind you, self-care does not have to be expensive. If you get on TikTok, you see all these people doing self-care, spending $300-$400 on lashes and, you know, $400 on, you know, the spa and different things like that. Honey, no, I'm going right there to Walmart or to the Dollar Tree, depending on how my pockets are. I'm getting some of those Epsom's bath bombs. I'm getting some Dove. I'm getting some candles. And I'm getting some wet face scrub. And I'm going to make this work. I'm going to do what it do to make me feel good. Money should not make you feel good. However, it feels good to have money. Hey, you know, can you pick up what I'm laying down? Okay. So that's where I've been. I've just been in my Bible. I've been in my bag. I've been working. I've been making things happen. And just trying to get in touch with me again. Because it feels like I've lost touch with myself. Social media. So with social media, that's a different kind of beast. Let me tell you about that. So I have a tendency to detach and detox. Monday through Friday, I deactivate my Facebook. Monday morning, I'm off Facebook. I deactivate it. That's that. Instagram, I'm like hit or miss on Instagram. I'm not on there as much. Now, TikTok, I do get cooking ideas, cleaning ideas up from, and I modify to fit my budget and fit what works for me from TikTok. But I do limit myself from social media because sometimes social media can be a waste of your good energy, your good time, and your daily productiveness. I want to be productive every single day of the week, Monday through Sunday. You know, if there's my downtime where I can just relax and chill, I'll definitely do that. But I want to be productive. And sometimes the Facebook or whatever and stuff like that can kind of get you off balance. Now, however, getting back to my Netflix. So I just finished watching The Night Agent. Now, and let me tell you though, I've watched The Night Agent, I watched Lou, I've watched L-O-U, Lou. That's a great, great film. It's just one episode, one film, about an hour and 20 minutes or so. It's called Lou. I watched The Night Agent, that's very good. And now I'm starting with Beef, B-E-E-F, crazy, 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 only 10 episodes. And after that, I'll find something else to watch. I never binge watch because it's like, that takes up too much time. I could be doing something else, doing something to my skin, you know, listening to music. And also Audibles. I also listen to Audibles. That's part of my self-care. But I've just been finding me, friends. You know, sometimes you have to find yourself. Sometimes you have to detach. Chasing the dollar is not what life is about, you know. I mean, at the end of the day, when you chase something, you get tired. You know, you get tired really easy. I feel like whatever's for me, it will come to me. If the universe or God has it for me, it will definitely come to me. It will be mine. I won't be tired. I won't have to chase it. You know, I'm in my early 40s and I'm tired of chasing. So I hope this was a little bit enlightening for everyone. And again, I will be back making more frequent podcasts. I've just had to take that time away because if I can't find solutions and resolutions to my issues or my problems or where I want to be or my purpose, how can I produce for you all? How can I produce for my friends? So on that note, be sweet to someone. Help someone reach and find their purpose. Bring it out of them. Bring life out of you. Walk in the light that God has given you. Walk in the light of love. On that note, be sweet, everyone. And remember, don't be afraid to make a friend. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.